איך לי תשובה. עוס לי מקדוש ושכנתי בסויכם. העניין הוא, תהנה, סויב טייבס של ואיכו לי תשומה, הם יוד קייבוב, שבשם הוואי ברוך הוא. איכו לי תשומה, זה, איכו לי תשומה, זה יוד קייבוב. וזו איזה ידוע השם האריזה, שהמס ביחידס הוא במלכוס. Single units, that's the beginning of Malchus. Mispah Sirius, which is what he's going to discuss, Bezeyampin. Zeyampin is the beginning of Vov, of the Yudke Vovke. And the Vov of the Yudke Vovke is Moshe Shana Yud. And the Vov is, like we said, it's a Hamshacha from the Yud. So Mispah Sirius Bezeyam. And Mispah Hameh is Bebina. Mispah Alofim, Chochma, Chochma is a Shur, Shur is the beginning of Aleph, Alofim, Aleph, Aleph. The Gamis because Arizal Kidosid Lova, and this is important. Kidosid Lova, he has shame based upon him Yudke. In other words, that's the sod, what we say. End of Elenu, Zeh Soid Akosov, Vayema Hu Yie. Vayema Hu Yie Abaya. Yie, in other words, instead of Yudke Vovke, it'll be the Chen of Yudke Yudke. Because Be'etzem, the Vov is Be'etzem Moshe Shun Yud. But Kolzman is still an avoided to do, Kolzman is still an avoided to do, so then it's Yudke Vovke. Now there's the Yud, we said before, the Yud, when it comes down to the end, that's the beginning of, that's where, that's the beginning of the Kavim Tzoy. Kolzman goes down all the way down to the Midas HaYisod, right? The Vov goes all the way down to Midas HaYisod, and then the second Hey, the Kei Tato, it's Malchus. So the Vov, the beginning of Vov, is the beginning of going all the way down to Midas HaYisod. So Kolzman is avoided to do, so then there's a Vov, but as soon as the avoid is done, then it'll go back to the Shersh, and then it'll be only a beginning of Yud Kei. And we know that Yud Kei is a Shkoyach. Yud Kei, we know, is a Yichud HaTmidi. Yud Kei is a Bechinas, a Yichud HaTmidi. Trey Rein, Yud Kei, Chachma Bina, Trey Rein, the Lomis Bash, it's the Bechin of Abba and Ima and Amala, that's the Bechin of the Yichud is always there. Vav Kei is a Havoida, there's not always a Yichud there. There's sometimes a period between the Vav and the Kei. That's our Havoida. There should be two Matzav until there's a Yichud HaTmidi in the Midas as well. Just like there is a Moichin, there should be a Yichud in the Midas as well, until there's always a Yichud of Abba and Ima, and a Yichud of Zeir Ampe and Anuk. Yichud of Abba and Ima is a Yichud of Moichin. There's always a Yichud. And Yichud of Zeir Ampe and Anuk, that's our whole Avoida, to make a Yichud between the Mashpia to the Malchus, to Malchus Shemaim. I call upon him, V'zeh v'ramez ha'kosov yichud yitruma, shal soiv teves heim, soiv teves v'yichud yitruma heim, Yud Kei Vav Shebashem Habayi Baruch Hu. Asher Le'ez Ata Koidim Bias HaGoyel, before the Bias Mashiach, Adayin Hashem Bevav Be'emtza. Till Bias HaGoyel, Shem Vav is always in the middle between the two Heis. Yeru B'nei Yisrael, Heitim Maseim, he's going to explain, Ligram Atikon Hashon, Kuma Yishiyah, Losev Be'ez Hashem, Eitz Hashem, Besoyed, Be'ez Bavim Yud Kei. In other words, when Yidna not doing Ratzon Hashem, Harry, the Keita Torah is Malchus Shemai. So when Yidna not doing Ratzon Hashem, that's called the Shechina Begulus, so that's called the Shechina Begulus. And when the Yidna are doing Ratzon Hashem, then there is a Yichud of Avkei, so then that's Kilu Shechina Ad Begulus. Period between the Vav and the Kei means that the Keita Torah is Kilu without a Yichud, and that's called Mal, that's called Shechina Begulus. So Kozman Avoida is to make that Yichud, but if Kozman the Yichud is not a Yichud Tmidi the whole time, so then That's the b'chin of Golus, that's the b'chin of Shechinta Begulusa, and that's the avoida that we have to do now. So v'zeh kavanas Rashi, li lishmi. So lishmi means l'shem yud. Li lishmi. Lishmi is l'shem yud, meaning ha'nish avov, shehi be'emes mispa yud. The vov is be'emes mispa yud. Shehi besoid mispa ha'asirus b'ze'er. Now the vov is really a mispa yud, because we said that the vov, right, we said that Zayampin, the Vav is the Zayampin, six middles, and this Vav is Basirius, because it's Mushrish in the Yud, and Yud is Eser, 10. So the Iker Tikkun is that the Vav should be Misale, V'yeh Besoida Yud, should go to its Shurish, and the Shurish of the Vav at the top is the Yud, K'moish Yil Osit. Zay, Merumas, Batevas, Li. She Lamed Yud, because Yudke is Gematria Lamed, Yudke is 15. Yudke is Gematria Lamed. So Li is making a Yudke, which is Lamed through the Yud. Li, Lamed Yud. Making Lamed is the Yudke through making the Vav into a Yud. And then it's going to become Yudke. And then That's the beginning of Li. So that's the beginning of Li Lishmi. Li Lishem Yud. The Vav should become a Yud. Kishiye Hashem Besod Yud Ke Yud Ke Yala Lemispah Lamed. When the Shem is Besod Yud Ke Yud Ke, then it's going to go up to the Mispah Lamed. And that's Pshat Vezek Me'ez Kol Ish. Me'ez Kol Ish. Kol Yedua, it's Yedua, the Bechin of Kol, the Mid of Kol. Shu Yisoyed Midas Yisoyed, Shu Yisoyed Midas. Soid midas yisoid tzaddik. Chinas hakosim kichol b'shmayim v'aretz t'ochin shmayim v'ara. Right? Discuss gdula kvur tfers netzach hoid yisoid hoid. And then kichol b'shmayim v'aretz kol izu is the middle of yisoid, kol is the middle of iskal, is the middle of yisoid, is the middle of tzmachi, the ma'asei of all the middles together. So that's the beginning of kol. See, me'ez kol ish, kol is the yisoid. And the yisoid is really what needs a tikkun. When the yisoid is metukun, so then it's oila till the yud. Because the kol, the mid midas ayisod is mechava shmaya, ochet shmaya v'ara. Shmaya is the bechin of yud, and the oretz is the bechin of the hemshech of the yud. So the ochet shmaya v'aretz means to be ma'achet the vav through the sod of tikkun abris. So that's the yichud of the sod of the matter going l'mala. The ish is not tricking emtsa. Moshatev is emtsa yimin and smol. Shem besoid gimel oisius yud ki vav shebeshem. Right, the Yud is Bechinas Chochem, what you mean, and the Kei Rishoyin, Bechinas Bina, Bismol, Vav, who Bechinas Enta, come with you say, Bezor HaKodesh, because the Vav is Kerei, Lagabi Kei Tatol, Alois Lakeilo, the Vav is Kerei towards the Kei Tatol, to be Ma'achad it with the Keilo, but the Chena Vav, he Bechinas Emtsa, therefore the Vav is the Bechinas Emtsa, Besoid, Briach HaTichoim, the Briach HaTichoim, Avriach, Min HaKotze, LaKotze. That's the midas ayisod. So that's pshat meis kol ish. Kol is a midas ayisod. Rish who rose the vav shemeshem avaya. Ashit venu liboy tikhu es trumasi. Again, trumasi is trumas yud, lifting up to the bechinas yud. Hainu she nadvu bnei Yisrael as libam. The bnei Yisrael should be nadav as libam loharem to lift up v'lales habechinas zeir and to be mal the bechinas zeir. Shehu leis ata besoid avov. Sheyal bedarga v'rozu the yud v'yie beis pa'amim yudkei. That should be beis pa'amim yudkei. So that's the yisod. The yisod is to make that yichud down here. To make the yichud down here. And that was the yisod of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a mikdash lamata and there's a mikdash lamala. One's the yisod. One's the yichud of yudkei. Down here is the yisod. Yudkei. Yudke is when we make the yichud down here in the Beis HaMikdash, and that was the whole avodah. The Beis HaMikdash is to be mala everything, to be mala bechinas, to be mala the bechinas above, and to make from the bechinas above to the bechinas yud. We know that Beis HaMikdash represents malchus. Malchus is the Ketah Torah. Ein yeshiva bazor elo malchus beis David bilvad. And we know that Malayosai is Mamalehim, Chochma, Tuna, whatever, that's the beginning of the Yud, which is the top of the Vav. And that was the whole Indian of the Beis HaMikdash, was to make that Yichud between Mimale, to Mimale the Vav to the Yud, and then it'll be a Yudke, Bechinas Yudke, Yudke. And that was the Tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash. Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef, that's the Tikkun HaBris. Tikkun HaBris is Malit, and Mashiach ben David is the Ketah Torah. So Yosef Tzadik makes a, it's Metak in the Bris, and he says that Tikkun HaBris means that, Achach Shmai Varas, he's Malit above to make a Yud. David HaMelech is the Hey, the Ketah Torah. And Yosef ben David, that's another Bechin of Yudke. That's the sort of Yudke, Yudke. V'zeh gam kem osli Mikdash, v'shilchanti b'soicha. V'mikdash ikra Mishka. Shalidei, Shalom, Akadish Atzme, the Emes, La Boyer Baruchu, Nase, Mishkan, it becomes a Mishkan, La Shros, Shchenosi, Isborach. Through that the person is Makadish himself, the Emes to Hashem, he becomes a Mishkan for Shros, Ashchina. Umarumus Gamken, Albechinazuki, Mishkan, Begematria, Tof Yud. Tof is the Soda Bechira, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Tof Thomas. And Tov is also the first letter of Tichya. That's the Bechira that a person has. A Kamosha Kosov, Yecheskel v'savitu on mitzchayz anoshim. So that's Tov. Tov, the letter Tov is a bechira, and the milui is Yud Vav. Meaning, Yud, what's bechira? Tov is Tov, Yud Vav. What is the bechira? Bechira is Yud Vav, taking the Vav and making it into a Yud. That's the bechira of a person. So also, the Ein Adam Oy Ba'aveira, and Enke Nechnas Ba'iruach Shtus. Because the whole vote is Yud is Chachma. Yud is Chachma. And the whole Aveira is, what does Aveira mean? Aveira means when you make a Hepech HaYichud. Right? When you make a Hepech HaYichud. So the Yud disappears, and you're only left with what's Lamata. There's no Yichud between Lamata and Amal. If a person goes everything with Chachma in his Meisim, so then automatically the person, automatically, but with Chachma, a person keeps the Yud there. Keeps the Yud there. He's Ma'ala, everything is Ma'ala, the Bechina to the Yud. So Tov is the Bechina of Bechira. Tov is the Bedarga of Bechira. What is the Bechira? The Mili of the Tov. Yud, Hainu, She Yivchu, La, Lahal, Es, Avov, Ledarga, the Yud. That's the sword of Tov. And when it says the Tov of Dayoi, I think, because Dayoi is Rosh Hatev's Yud. And Dayoi is the same letters as Yud. Dayoi is Yud. The Yud, who be Chachma. Oksiv, Hachachma Techaye, Besoid, Tov Techaye, She Yivchru B'chaim. And Yivchru B'chaim means to be Dover to the Chachma. Because the Chachma is Techaye. Pasuk says, V'laz is Me'avov, B'chinas Yud. V'oz, and then, V'shachanti B'soicham, again. V'shachanti is Shechenas Yud. She Yishko in a Yud B'soicham. The Yud should be Shechen B'soicham. ובסויחו אין לי נאמה, אלא בסויחו, שישכן השם יסבורך שכנוסו בסויח כל אחד מישראל ותסגל אלא כוסיס, אלא כוסו באוילם על כל ישראל, כמו שיהיה, לא עושה, like it be, לא עושה את המרצה שם. והדרך שיזכה אודם לזה, the way a person is going to be זויחה to this, הוא על ידי זה. והנה עבוב, יש בו ביס בחינס. Yeah, Yud of the Reish of the Vav, the top of the Vav, the Yud of the Vav is the Darga of Yaakov. Umeshach Havav, and then the continuation, the Hemshach of the Vav, he bechinas midas Yisoy Tzadik. That's the mid of Yisoy Tzadik, which is the Darga of the Yosef Tzadik. V'chol zeh koydem bias hagoyel. That's why there's a hisgabrus of koychus of tumah v'yitzahor machshilim esodam pegama bris. Tzrichim oid, limshoich, havov, darga di yosva tzadik, and that's the whole avoida that we need because of the Mashiach. Lav da avoida da sakim begam a bris koidish. Havel ozit, asha oz, yivaya Hashem ruch atumah min oretz, when the Baruch Shalom is yivaya, lo yitztaruch oid lemeshach havov. Ki yi etikar agomo. Vishoye, rak hayud, shebereisha devov, which is the bechinas Yaakov. And that's like the meeting of Yaakov and Yosef together. Meeting of Yaakov and Yosef together, so that's when Yosef is Mala, everything to the Darg of Yaakov Inu, which is the Darg of Yud, and that's the Tikkun. Yeah, the Shad is when Yaakov was upset that he's missing Yosef. There was a period between Yaakov and Yosef. So again, the period means that the Vav is not Miss Allah, and they were Choshev Yosef Tzadik, that Yosef Tzadik was Poygam members. And Poygam members never bring to the Tikkun, because the Tikkun is the Yichud of Yaakov and Yosef, the top of the Vav. And the bottom of the Vav, Yaakov is the Yud of the Vav, and Yosef Tzadik goes below, that's the Tikkun HaBris, which is Lamata. So when there's a period between Yaakov and Yosef, there's no Yichud, which means that the Yisoid, the bottom of the Vav, is not Nis'ala to the Yud. And the Vav is not Nis'ala to the Yud. In other words, Yosef is not meeting with Yaakov Avinu, so then the Gula can't come. The Gula can only come when the Vav is Nis'ala to the Yud. ולכן היום בעיקס את המשיחה שמסכילה הסגל לסעורת אלא עושה צריך נסק עם זויס ושבי מסק עם זה שיזכך עוד או מעצמא פרסנס בי מזכה מסוב כל כך so much שלא יהיה בו שום מוקם אחיזה there shouldn't be any מוקם אחיזה לכוי חסתום ולהכשילה במקרה לילה וינוקי מזוכך קרוי ועוז לא יצטרך לבחינס משך הבוב כי אם לרשת הבוב which is בחינס היוד and then ויהיה השם בסויד בהספרם עם יוד קי כמו אלא עושה It's all in the Vav. It's all in the letter Vav. The letter Vav, the whole Avodah is the letter Vav. You shouldn't need the Bechina going down. And we should be Zoicha that all that's left, it should be back to its shoresh, and all that's left is the yud and the vav. V'zeh v'habayis v'hibanoisoi evan shleima masa nivne. Zeh meramez al binyan beis hamikdash. Shehi besoid ois vav. Shehi ois hashlishi shebashem havaya baruch hu. It's meramez al binyan hashlishi, which is the sod of the ois vav. Because each beis hamikdash, each beis hamikdash is connected, it's yud kei vav. First beis hamikdash taka, you see, it's Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech is the bechinas chochma, chochma mikol adam. That's the yud. Second beis hamikdash is connected to keila, which is bina. Bina is the iyun. That's the bechinas torah shebal peh. That's where the pashtus of torah shebal peh. That's the torah shebal peh. Is the bechinas bina of torah. And the beis hashlishi has to be the tikkun of the vav, yud kei vav.
I mean, the hey was Malchus, David and Melech.
It's the Yichud, in other words, that's the Yud Kei. In other words, when the Yichud is Bishleimus, so then that's the Yichud of the Vav and the Kei. When the Vav and the Kei becomes the Yud Kei. So Zeh Meram Zabin and Ashlishi, Shu Besoid Oiz Vav, Shi Oiz Ashlishi, Shu Bishim Havaya Baruch, Ve Yetzah Hashem, Bevinin by Shlishi, Nebinin by Shlishi, Oz Yibone Havov, then the Vav will be Yibone Bebinin Ayud. The Vav will be over to the Yud. Ze Evan Shlema Masa Nivne. What's the Pshat Evan Shlema Masa Nivne? Ki Oisius Nikra Avonim. Happy Sevi Yitzir, Oisius are called Avonim. U Masa, who beside Hashlesha Milui Havaya. In other words, Atzilus is the Mila Yud Kevav Kei B'Shem Ab, right? The Mila Yud, and the Sag is the Bechina of Bria. And that's all Bechina's Yud except the Vav. The Vav is the Mila Aleph. That makes Sag. That's the Bechina of Bechina's Olam Bria. And the Yitzir is the Shem Ab. That's all Alephs. Hey is Hey Aleph. Vav, and then the second Hey is also Hey Aleph. So the three olamas are Bria, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzir, which are the Milui in each olam is Atzilus, the Milui is Ab, Bria, Sag, Yitzir, Ma, Shehem Besoit, Shalosh, Hoisius, Yud, Kevo, Shebashem Avaya, Baruch Hu. Yud is Chochon, it's Ab, and Hey is Bina, that's the Sag, and Vav is Ma, because we know the Yakovin is called Zeramb is Odom, and Odom is Gematria Ma. So the Zeh Merumas, this is Merumas, but Masa. Masa is Natrikin Ma Sag Ab. The letters Ma Sag Ab is Masa. And Meshem Ma is the Bechinas Yaakov, which is Bechinas Bvov. That's what we just discussed. The Shem Ma, which is all in Aleph, is Gematria Odom. Memhe is Gematria Odom, which is Bechinas Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the Bechinas Odom. Shufrei the Yaakov, again Shufrei the Odom Arishim, which is Bechinas Bvov. Which is the Bria Chatichon Shebeneim, Yibana La'osek, Bebinyan Ba'is HaShlishi, Bebchina V'Dargat HaYud. That's going to be built. In other words, that which is the Bechina's Ma, which is the Bechina's Yank, which is the Bechina's Vav, that's going to be built when it's a Darg of Yud. So that's Pshat. Eben Shleima. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be built with Eben Shleima. Eben is an Ois, because Avonim is Oisius. Shleima means a Shleimistic Ois. Only ois which is Bemis, the Shlemistic ois is ois Yud. Because every other ois you can chop up and make other oises. The only ois, Kilu, is a Yud. A Yud is called an ois Shlema. Because a Yud is the Nakuda. You can't cut a Yud in half and make two oises. A Vav is a Yud with a Hemshech. But Evan Shlema, so Evan Shlema means a Shlemistic ois. Kol zman that's bechinas vav, he nechlekes to shtei bechinas. So it's not shleimus, because every vav is made up of a reshit of vav, which is the yud, umeshach vav. So that's not shleimus. So when he talks about the even shleima, which is merumas on the third base, which is talking about of the osid yishoy rakat yud, which is reshit of vav, and then the year even shleima, then the ois even and the ois will be shalim. Really, shom chinas is talkas, and it's chalkas, and that's the that's only with ois yud, which is the only ois that doesn't have the chinas is talkas. Ze masha pirush Rashi, and that's pshat what Rashi says, li lishmi. Li lishmi. Shmi, lishmi, shmi is the letters shalim yud. Shmi is the letters shalim yud. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, you should build the base of English, that it should be, you should make the vav into bechinas yud. Hainu sheyeh ois echad shalim shu ois yud. V'adidei ma yizkir lezeh. How are they going to be zayir to that? Zeh merumiz b'shalim. That's merumiz in the letter shalim. Shuhu ne'trikin. The Rosh Tevis, the letters b'shalim, is the shalim is Rosh Tevis, the sakin mid the shalim. Shemidah Zayisoyed, it's Midah Zayisoyed, it's Midah Shalim. It's Bris Kodesh. Said that Kosov is Brisi Shalim. She sakin b'emes, tikkun ha'yisoy. Actually, it's Tarach Oid, like I said before, the Meshach Abov. You won't need the Hemshach of the Vav. But as I hear Yud Shalom, and then the Yud is going to be Shalom. Nizkel, Shleimus Agomo. Then we zoichat to the Shleimus Agomo, which is Hein Shalom Aguf Shiyu Kol Yisrael. Shiyu Kol Yisrael, all Yisrael will be Brim, a Shleimim Agufam. Behein Shalom Bemamon, Bechinas Agimel Ovois. Chinas the Gimel Avos Shehem Besoid Zo Vechesed Benachoyshes. Right, Shiyum Shachgam Begashmius Zo Vekesev Zo is Beemes. Discussed Zo is Gvura. It's Yitzchok. Kesev is Avram. Choyshes is Yaakov. Shiyum Shachgam. We've seen second wise out of all these things. Shiyum Shachgam Begashmius Ashpos Ashirs Akol Yisrael. In Shana B'Toyer V'Nizkel Shleimus Agomo B'Chlal V'Prat B'Ruchnis B'Gashav Banachai M'Zayin Erefuah B'Karov Meir B'Yemein Omei. So that's all in the Kud of the Chibur. That's where you see that there. The Gama Bris is caused by Machshav Zaris, by Yerhorim Machshav Zaris. It's the Gama Nechachma. So the Gama Nechachma causes a lack of Machabra Nechachma to the Shemir Sayisot, and that causes a pegam, and therefore the avoid of a person is the avoid of the Bais HaMikdash, is that they did the in other words, the whole Indian is that the vav kei when it's not b'shleimus is because there's a pirut between the vav and the kei, which means there's hesach hadas between the vav and the kei. The whole Yisod, like we said earlier, of Yudke is that it's a Yichud. It's Lo Misparshin. It's Trei Rein De Lo Misparshin. In other words, Trei Rein De Lo Misparshin means that there's never Pirut, meaning there's never Hesach Adas. Masha'enkin in the Vovke, there is Hesach Adas. And the Hesach Adas, that causes all the Pagamim. So when the Chochma and the Kedusha Sabris go together, is then when a person thinks only of Heilige Sachen, a person thinks of things and that causes the Shulchan Shulchan Pir Pagam, is that's gonna bring everything back to the Shorish. Bring everything back to the Shorish is bring everything back to the Yud. Pagam Abris doesn't let that. So all Vahoyo Bayim Ahu, Tokab Hashem Godel, Vahoyiv Nem Beretz Ashur, Dochem Eretz Mitzrayim, Shtachim L'Shem HaKodesh, it's all going to the Bechina of, it's all bringing all the Tzaitis and the Fulin that came through Pagam Abris, bring them all back. That's mamish what he's saying. The whole ghoul is totally on the tikkun of the Begam Abris. And all the netzotzes and the fulim will all come back to the sheriff. That's how he did the sheriff of Godel. The sheriff of Godel brings it back all to the sheriff. So it says that the sheriff of Tekir Sheriff is a chachma veinam elach. It's a chachma. It's the yud. The yud is chachma. Tekir Sheriff is a koyach. It's his gabris of chachma. The Tkiya Shofar is Chachma Vein Melacha, means that when you hear a Shofar Gadol, so then you're hearing a Chachma Gadol. You're hearing a Chachma Gadol. When you're hearing a Chachma Gadol, that's in place of the Ruach Shtus. That's in place of the Ruach Shtus. The Bais HaMikdash, Mishkan Bais HaMikdash is a place of Meredik HaChachma. Like we said before, Tzal, Ruach Chachma, Tzuna, Bais HaMikdash was a place of Meredik HaChachma. So that's the Nakud of Mashli. They bring a Saita to the Bais HaMikdash, because a Saita is somebody who did everything without Chachma, and that's what causes a Pagam HaBris. So you come to the Bais HaMikdash, you come back to the Chinuch of Chachma. Chaval, the only thing that Tekiyah Shofar is we discussed from the Gemara, you know, the one very like the Shmuel Rosh Kus. So therefore, when you blow the shofar, a person gets a Sairus of a Chachma Gadoila. A Sairus of a Chachma Gadoila, that brings everything back to the Shosh. So by the way, when you talk about a shofar Gadol, when there's a Sair, the Mighty Chachma, which is the top of the Vav, which is the Yud, Yud is the Chachma, is then, that's the Bechina, that brings back all the Tikkun Abris. It's got to be his Gabris of Chachma. And his Gabris of Chachma, so then everybody sees that all the Chatam are done, because there was no Chachma. And then that brings all the tzeitzim. So it says that the whole Indian of the zera comes from the moyach of the av, all coming from the bechina of chachma. The tachlis is that there should always be his chabros between the moyach, between the chachma. And then that's called the bechinas is prissi shalom. That's called the shleimus. The Yom Yaakov shalom. It says after the story of Yigal beKafirecha. Yiga beKafirecha is Esau trying to be Machshel Yaakov Avinu, the Bechinas Kafirecha. And the Bechinas Kafirecha, some Farshim say that's to be Poigim Abris for later Doiros. That's the Mokum Mamila. And then when Shlomo was rapid, then it says Bechinas Veyov Yaakov Shal. Because he says that Yaakov Avinu is the Yud of the Vav. He's the Yud of the Vav. Because the Yud of the Vav is Esau hasn't got a Shlita. Yiga beKafirecha, he wants to be Poigim the Hemshech of the Yud. Which means that he wants to be Poigim that Bechina is Vav. Yovi Yaakov Shalom came back Shalom, so that's Bechina. Or he came back Shalom. Shalom is, he says over here, I mean, it's Shalom, it's Tikkun Abris, it's Prissi Shalom. Tikkun Abris means that Rabban Shalom, by being a rapper, him, Rabban Shalom is showing him that it's going to reach the Tikkun. That's the word example. So this parasha comes with the Achana of Purim. Malek Itaka says, Ki Yod Al Kis Ka. By Malik, it says, Ki Yod Al Kis Ka. Ulchama Lashon HaMalek Midoy Doy. Ki Yod Al Kis Ka. Ka means that by Malik has managed to be poigim in the Bechinas Vavke. In other words, Malik manages to be Menea, the Vavke becoming a Yudke. Ki Yod Al Kis Ka, there's only one Yudke. And he's poigim in the Vavke. Ein Shmoy Shalem, Hashim Chazar Shal Malik. The word is, Malik is a Shekorcha. Korcha is a Lashon Keri. Shekorcha Baderech. Lashon Keri is Machshel Kalal Yisrael with the Bechinas Keri. And Amalek is Rishis Gav Amalek. And Rishis is Chochma. So Meir Amalek is Poigim in the Chochma. Amalek is Poigim in the Bris. He's Poigim in the whole Vav. He's Poigim in the whole Vav. He's Poigim in the Chochma because he comes from Rishis. And he's Poigim in the Hemshech as well, which is Kedushas Abris. So Meir, therefore, Amalek takes from Yud Kei, that's why Amalek is oike that bechina. So therefore, that's why there's two clippers, two chalokim of Amalek. In other words, there's one. So the pasuk says, "V'hoyah beis Yaakov leish, beis Yosef lehava, and beis Esav lekash." So you see, be'etzem that there's two koiches going against Esav over here. There's a beis Yaakov, and then there's a beis Esav. With Yaakov and then with Yosef, and they go against Esau. Now it says that Yaakov lights it, right? And then Yosef Tzad is the hub that takes it, and he burns Esau. It's two koiches over here because Esau's poigim on both fronts. Esau's poigim on the whole vav, on Yaakov's chelik of the vav, and Yosef's chelik on the vav. So therefore, the nekama has to come both from Yaakov. Yaakov's metakin the top of the vav, and Yosef is metakin the hemshech of the vav. And that together brings the Bechina, that together brings the Bechina of Mechisa Malik. And that's the Chana Tupur. The Chana Tupur is the person that's being Mekasha together, the Bechina Yaakov and the Bechina Yosef. We know the whole month of Adar is connected. The whole month of Adar is connected to Yosef Atzadi. We've seen Shoshana Yaakov, Tzadi Samech. Yaakov. So the Chodesh Adar is where Yaakov, kilu, where the Bechina of Yaakov meets with the Bechina of Yosef. Yaakov meets with Yosef. That's the Vav, and that's the Bechina Mechis Amalek. That's the Chodesh Adar. So that's what a person's got to work both with the Chachma, both with the Kedusha, and that brings the Mechis Amalek. Amalek is like a poigim in both. He makes us. Whenever you poigim the Chachma, it's not. Sabbat is two separate things. One leads on to the other. When you pay him the chachma, then it's a ruach shlus. When it's a ruach shlus, so then the maiden is a pidama bristach. The gemara and soita. Maiden roiv aver. Then it's ruach shlus. I know how. It's better. I know how. If you fight, that's all you saw. Yaakov and Maisa had with Esav to do. So you see the Yaakov has to team with Amalek. And Moshe Ben Yosef is the one who wipes out Edom. So they're both fighting with Esav. They're both fighting with Esav. One's fighting with the chochma the klipa. One's fighting with the begama yisod. But Maisa, they're both fighting with the nakuda, and then they both need them. They both need an akira kedei to bring back the darga of vov, which is the yud and the hemshach. Explains a lot of inyan about the Beis Hamikdash, bichlal about the mishkan. You see the hemshach. You see the kesher between the yud and the vov, between the midah of bris. The kahuna, right? Pinchas got inyan nesnayz bris yishalim. Bris yishalim is the bichlal of a bris. He became a kohen gadol. Beis Hamikdash has to do with malchus. So the has to do with the tikkun of the vav, and then you can have a yichud between the vav and the kei.